Well, I certainly hope that none of you would think that I just love to talk and I got the brothers to agree with me to have a training to give me the podium and a forum so I can freely speak for hours to satisfy myself. I really hope that you do not think this way. It is not unfortunate, but it is due to limitation of time that we couldn't have more time for feedback and testimonies and comments and sharing, which is very, very important. But we just don't have the time. Three sessions and we all have to go. Can I trust you that you don't harbor those feelings? Some of you may also sit there and say, oh, this is old stuff. You just, you know, chop suey and fried rice, whatever. I can do what you're doing. You don't need to come to the Bay Area to tell us this stuff. Well, maybe. Maybe I wouldn't be so presumptuous to say that you don't know any of these things. And so you're just... But I do hope that there's not a feeling that I'm wasting your time. I think time will tell whether this training is the right thing. And I would believe even the profit of this training will be, we will reap that profit in many years to come. With the shortage of time, we couldn't do that much. So we have to rely on your fellowship and prayer when you return home during the weeks to pursue these things. Now, all these things are very, very packed, very dense, and certainly you should not think that, oh my goodness, I need to know every single one of these items. You can't. But it does raise, I am here raising the bar, very much so. The Lord's recovery has the highest bar, and we should be there. And that will come from time of pursue and study. And so for the older brothers, don't be discouraged that you're it's too late for you. You didn't get into a lot of these things. Well, do what you can. That's all that the Lord can ask of us. Do what you can. But my particular burden is really for the younger ones in this training, with a view to the next 30 years, 20, 30 years, that at least there's a good start to put you on the way of pursuing these things. This is why we so much promote the full-time training. We promote the full-time training to educate, with the hope to educate a segment of our next generation who are spiritually educated. You know, if you go to the full-time training, you do, right off the bat, get version 9.0. But I would also like to say something here, that it is also true that those who graduate from the full-time training can speak the 9.0 when many of them really lack the experience of 3.0. But that's okay. That's okay. At least they have a solid foundation of the present recovery truths. And they can take their time in the rest of their life to what? To go back and experience many things. This is why, for all the graduates from the full-time training, I always have one thing to tell them to do. Now you graduated, now you go back to read all the life studies. You got the peak. Now you go back to a lower camp to read the life studies. Why? Because you would not fully appreciate the high peak without the breadth of understanding that comes through the life studies. And they never read, many of them never read a life study. So I said, go back and spend 20 years to finish the life studies. But when you read the life studies, you will have the high peak as that what? As that vision controlling you, right, in your reading. So, well, brothers, I just say this much. It's a lifelong matter, and to be an elder is a constant learning. But a word to the younger brothers, if you mean business to aspire to overseership, these are important pointers for you. Don't just you have a heart, you have some capacity, and then you just take the lead without vision, without knowledge. You see, very, very, these three lessons are extremely important, extremely. Now, we come to the last one, and we will finish in 40 minutes or less. Because these are all big matters, I can only cover them in somewhat of a burdened way, in a way of a burden. This one talks about needing to know the Lord's recovery in life. In other words, in the way of life. You can be in the Lord's recovery, but not in the way of life. You are, I will say, even I will say you are in the Lord's recovery, but not in the way of life, in some other way. All right? And this is important. Have you read the life study of Ezekiel? See, even among us in this room, not just the young people, but many of us older ones, you have not gotten into the life study of Ezekiel. Let me tell you, Brother Lee's first exposition of Ezekiel was when he was in Taiwan. It's called The Visions of Ezekiel. Then after he came, marvelous. Then after he came here in 1971 in L.A., that is in the Embassy Auditorium, he gave his English version of those messages on the visions of Ezekiel. My wife, that year, came to the church life. And that particular conference was a crucial one. In fact, in that meeting, she brought her parents there, 1971. Brother Lee never gave a life study of Ezekiel. The current life study of Ezekiel is a combination of that speaking that he did. And he felt there's no need. And indeed, they were very adequate and very, very powerful. Why I'm bringing up Ezekiel? Because we're talking about the Lord's recovery in life. If you have studied or you have heard those messages, you will recall that starting from around chapter 36 or so, maybe 34, Brother Lee began to expound that portion, or at least a part of that second half of Ezekiel, as the speaking of the recovery of life. Recovery of, not just recovery, recovery of life. Starting with the objective recovery in chapter 34 and 35 or so, about the predicting the Lord's coming as the shepherd, to bring the house of Israel together, and so on and so forth. Of course, all this speaking has New Testament connotation. But anyway, then when you get to chapter 36, I believe, you really get into it about when Jehovah said, I will wash you. Am I right? I will put within you what? Put a new heart within you. I will put a new spirit within you. And even I will put within you my spirit. Of course, these all are speaking to the house of Israel. And it would accomplish in over time. Certainly when the Lord came, right? With the house of Israel. But broadly, it certainly would apply to all of God, the Lord's believers, including us. And from there on, there was these prophesying by the prophet of all the dry bones. You remember that? All the dry bones in the valley. There was a prophesying. There was an earthquake. There was the coming together of the bones. There was the sinew and the flesh and the skin put on them. And they rose up from the grave and they became a mighty army, so on and so forth. Right? All those are the recovery of life. Let's use Brother Lee's term. And then there was a whole section on the house, the vision of the temple, of the enlarged temple. It's beautiful exposition on Ezekiel, on that enlarged temple. And finally, there was the view about the house and the flowing of the water from out of the house. Some of us remember those messages were just prevailing on measuring, on the increase of the flow, and on the issue and result of the flow of water from the house of God. Well, brothers, all this, Brother Lee, consider the recovery of life. In other words, this is not some kind of outward recovery, some kind of objective recovery. These are the Lord's doing to recover his people in and by the way of life. I ask Brother Jim Miller to call that song this morning, On Life is Mysterious, for Life is God Himself. 1195, I believe. That song is based on a speaking by Brother Lee in 1974, around summertime. His intention was to kick off, as it were, the life studies with the book of Romans. But because he had a cataract and he had to have that his eyes operated on, he couldn't do it. And he put together another line, a simpler line on the line of life for a few brothers to speak on his behalf. On the last day of that training. This is in the Anaheim Convention Center, the old one. He was wheeled in with his shades, his sunglasses, wheeled in, did not speak, but his preparatory remarks were played over the PA system. Any one of you who was there, there's still a few. You may remember that occasion. I can never forget that occasion. I will tell you, when that was played and his voice came over the system, I don't remember there was a dry eye in the whole house. There were tears, they were weeping. I certainly was one of them. This song that we sang is the musical version of what he spoke. It is aptly called a man of life. And it is based on Romans. Actually, those brief remarks is made into this song now. Is a condensation of the book of Romans from the angle of life. I don't know where you can find that now, whether that was published even in any of the LSM magazines, but you must get that. You must find that from someone. And I would say, don't just read it, pray read it. Pray read it. It's better than this song. You know the song, you need to take out the rhyme and all of this. That is just his pure speaking. What a vision. A man of life. So succinct. It's beautiful. I don't know what to say. An anointed. It's those kind of speaking that help to drill this vision of life of the Lord, in the Lord's recovery into some of us. But sorry to say, even when he spoke that, one of the speakers who replaced him was probably plotting a rebellion. And barely 2 years later, or 3 years later, that rebellion bloomed, blossomed in full force, ending up in his dropping out of the recovery in 1978. That's 4 years later. And all that happened in that rebellion proved one point. No matter the tears, no matter the weeping, including me, we didn't get it. It's plain and simple. We didn't get it. Or we only got some of it. We did not receive a governing vision like Brother Lee possessed. To him, life is a vision. To us, life is a thing. Life may even be a spiritual activity. Is your vision, brothers, of the Lord's recovery a vision in life or not? It's a very deep question. You have to answer. After that experience, I don't have that much trust even in myself. I hear, I say amen, I assent to what is spoken, but I did not have that vision. And without such a vision, I lead the work, the church, the way I do, in something lesser than what the divine revelation reveals. And what the brothers, through their ministry, had brought to us. This lesson is critical. It determines where the recovery will go in the next years. After some of the older ones are no longer here, will the recovery still be the recovery? Depends on this. I want to make this very, very solemn and very, very weighty in your feeling. I want to give you that impression. All right? Now, let's go through this. So my assignment, can you find that, Don? That's my assignment for this lesson, is that sheet of paper for you to go through. If you can, maybe the older ones, no way, memorize it. Young brothers, if you can, memorize that short talk by Brother Lee, if you can. Collected Works 1974. You can find it there. All right? Witness Lee. Now, of course it's Witness Lee. Go there. Memorize it. You know what? Print it out. Put some plastic over it. And put it in your pocket everywhere you go. See what happens. See what happens to your life. I mean, look at it. Get into it. Contemplate. And see what will happen to you. Okay. The elders need to know the Lord's recovery in life. A, many Christian workers have not seen life. They carry out their particular works without a realization of life. Needless to say, Christian workers, even our own workers in the Lord's recovery, may do this. They have just never seen life. And some can be here for decades in the Lord's recovery. Really, they have not seen or touched life. They're carrying on another kind of recovery. B, although in the local churches we have seen something concerning life, there have been periods in our history when we deviated from life, like the history I just mentioned back in the 70s. C, life is mysterious and difficult to define and share with others, but our eyes must be open to see that the Lord's recovery is a recovery back to life. Brothers, what is life? Well, we all know life is Christ, right? The Bible actually never said life is God. It only says the life of God in Ephesians. But it clearly say, I am the life. Christ is the life. But I will tell you, if you are upgraded to 9.0, that one day in eternity, this life, which is eternal life, the Zoe life, right? You all know this, is the New Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem will be that eternal life. This is based on John chapter 4. The water that you drink into you will spring up into eternal life. What is that? Some sweet by and by where you live forever and ever and not die? No. That is the city of life, New Jerusalem, where from the throne flows a river of life, and on the banks grows the tree of life. That's a life city. That is life saturating every constituent of that city, which is God's elect, so that they, by that time, will be a corporate man of life. Well, brothers, you need to see this. If you don't see this, you will, and I will really be just part of Christianity, no matter what truth we have and what knowledge we know, we really are just part of Christianity. What separates the Lord's recovery from Christendom is this matter of life. D, the Bible establishes the principle that the degradation of Christianity, which began from the last part of the first century, is a deviation from life. It is an apostasy. This means it is a deviation from the truth. No doubt. No doubt. But it is also particularly a deviation from life. That is a deviation from God, the fountain of living waters. One, the last ministry in the Bible is John's mending ministry, which uniquely brings the believers back to life. You all know, John's ministry even is a ministry post the Pauline ministry. He lived longer. And if you read the Revelation, if you read the three epistles of John and his gospel. And by the way, they were somewhat written in that order. The gospel of John was written last, not the revelation. It is John's ministry as a mending one brings the believers back to life. This is even something that Paul did not do so particularly. John did. So we call the gospel of life. Those epistles, epistles of life. And you may not believe it. Actually, the revelation is a revelation of life. The deviation of Christianity from life has continued from the New Testament time down to the present. We don't need to say too much of this tragic, tragic, deviant sort of fall of the Church of God over these 2,000 years. To this point today, it's far from life. It is a religion. It is a human organization. It is lifeless. Sardis. In name, you're living, but actually you are dead. To be away from life is to be away from God himself. So you may say, in reality, not in name, it is a godless religion, Christendom. Not in name. And of course, I speak this in a broad way. I'm not speaking about every single believer or every single group. I'm speaking this in a broad way. Brothers, you must not forget the first thing after God made man was to place him in front of the tree of life. That's it. And that same tree appeared at the end of the Bible in eternity future. The Bible is a book of life. We need to see, that the purpose of the Lord's recovery is to bring us back to God himself as our life. That's it. What are we recovered back to, brothers? This way of doing things, that way of carrying out things. Yes, yes, there are many things that the Lord is recovering in his recovery. But ultimately, we are being recovered back to life itself. God himself. That is where the Lord's recovery is going. F, the Lord sovereignly allowed the recent turmoil, this is back when, in the churches in order to give us a negative background that will help us to see what life is. Do you see what life is, brothers? We shouldn't be that sure. From now on, we must have a definite vision concerning life. As genuine believers, we have life, but if we have seen life in a practical way, we will be able to discern life and not be misled if some try to lead the church in a wrong direction. If you have this vision of life, you know that life is like a nose. You have a certain sense of smell. You couldn't describe something. But there's a spiritual nose in there that say, this is not life. This is not life. This is something different. This activity, this direction, this way, there's something not right. Or this person is not in life. H, the elder should not try to learn methods for establishing, organizing, and pastoring a local church. We do not need any such techniques. Instead, we need to see a vision concerning what life is. Now, this is not to say we don't need to learn certain skills. And we will talk more about these things, how to shepherd, how to lead, and all of these things. But centrally, essentially, we need this vision of life. We need to be ourselves a man of life. Then whatever we do, we'll have life as its source. And the issue will be a ministry of that life, which is the only ministry that will build up, that will edify the saints and build up the church. If we have a proper and definite vision, a clear view concerning life, no one will be able to deceive us. For this reason, we all need to pray definite prayers, asking the Lord to show us a clear vision of life. Well, I would ask you, in your review of these messages, to pray to the Lord without that much confidence, asking the Lord to show you a clear vision of life. That vision, I will tell you, do not come quickly or easily. It takes years. If we have a proper and okay, I read that already. Along with such prayer, we also need to study particular verses and books in the Bible. Reading certain ministry books concerning life can also help us. I mentioned this already. Now, the New Testament revelation concerning life. Life is the triune God. Isn't that sweet, brothers? Life is the triune God, for the Father is in the Son, and the Son became the Spirit to be our life. Christ is our life. The embodiment of the triune God is our life. My, think about this. Our life. How do you live, brothers, as an elder or in your church? Do you behave as someone who knows the triune God to be your life? Do you really behave and react and speak in the way of having Christ as your life? I don't think so. The arguments, the opining, the reluctance to forgive, the jealousy, the striving, the outbursts of temper. A lot of these things. Why? Because you're away from life. Because a life man cannot do that and will be restricted from doing that. It's not a matter of ethics or morality or better behavior. It's life. And when elders don't live that way, how do we expect the saints to live that way? You know, with this Supreme Court ruling, we're going to talk about that, not here. What is our position legally and this and that and so on and so forth? How do we protect the saints and how do we handle cases? But the more I consider these things or this matter, my conclusion is, on the one hand, we need to do that. We need to help the saints, this, that. But I say the ultimate help to the saints is help them to know the highest thing. We're not here to fight as conservatives, social conservatives. We're not here to fight this law against this law or that. Brothers, we're not in that realm. I want to transmit into our young people, you have a higher purpose. Therefore, you preserve your body and your mind and your spirit unblemished unto His coming to fulfill His purpose. I want to bring you higher. Can a man of life do those things? No way. It's not even about adhering to the Bible. I gave three messages covering the subject of homosexuality from Genesis to Revelation. Three messages. Rather complete treatment. But I don't trust that. We'll stop, we'll keep. No. I trust in another life. Another source. Brothers, we need to know life. B, of the four Gospels, only John emphasizes life. We must set aside our natural concepts in order to see life revealed in John. So here he just goes through that. John, you know, to study life, you have to study the Gospel of life, right? John 1:4 says, let's read together. John 1:4 says, let's read 2. This life is a person, Christ Himself. Grace and reality are our experience of the life that is Christ. We have to spend much time to know who and what Christ is. 3. Read. John 3 concerns regeneration, which is to receive the divine life by being born of God. But this is a mystery to most Christians. 4. John 1:12-13 clearly reveals that whoever receives the Lord and believes into His name becomes a child of God by being born of Him. We should be deeply impressed that we were born of God when we were saved through belief. 5. Some in Christianity deny that we receive God's life and nature through regeneration. However, every living thing has the life and nature of the being of which it was born. 6. In John 10:10, the Lord said, I have come that they may have life and may have it abundantly. 7. In John 11:25, He said, I am the resurrection and the life. The Lord being the resurrection and the life indicates that He is a life that can withstand, overcome, and never be conquered or terminated by death. 8. In John 14:6, the Lord said, I am the way and the reality and the life. You see, you just have to really know life. Not just read these verses. You have to pray for a vision of what life is. And we have to live in this life, brothers. Practice. Right away, this training is for practice. Right away, practice to live by this life. I assure you, if you do, there are many things you cannot do. And you'll be a different person. Okay, most Christians who read the Bible pay attention to miracles, but not to grace. They do not see that grace is Christ's life in our experience. Even many so-called great teachers of the past 10 centuries did not see life. This is true. They were used by the Lord, thank Him, for recovering much truth. And that is the basis of the church. But they were not recovered back to life. There is this line called the inner life people. They helped a lot. They help a lot. A brother who is doing his PhD in church history recently for his dissertation, a dissertation about the Lord's recovery. And he really got into the relationship between M.E. Barber and Watchman Nee, and that's where it all began. M.E. Barber was that physical rich of England and China, of the Lord's recovery in the West and flowing to the East in the turn of the last century. He was that physical, personal bridge. He was the one who introduced Brother Lee to the West, many of the best Western writings. And above all, she was the one who brought life to Brother Lee. There was no other Christian leaders in China at that time, Brother Lee's contemporaries, who knew life and saw life as Brother Lee. And that was because of Sister Emmy Barber, who followed that line of the inner life. And today, we are all descendants of her, in my feeling. Not just Brother Nee, but Sister Barber. We need to see that life is a person, the triune God. You remember this, brothers. Life is a person, the triune God himself, who in Christ has passed through incarnation. This is all life right now I'm talking about. Human living, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension, and has come into us as the life-giving spirit to be our life and to mingle with us. This is life. Life is the triune God flowing out as the Father into the Son and as the Spirit into our spirit to be our life. That is the complete definition of life in the Bible. And this is how God fulfills his economy. Because we have received him, we have been regenerated, are being transformed, and we will be conformed to his image and glorified. All this are the, what? The salvation in life and by life. The gospel of Romans is Paul's gospel of life. The gospel of John is John's gospel of life. Paul had his gospel too. That is the gospel of Romans. It was also a gospel of life. So regeneration, transformation, confirmation, glorification, all are matters of life. The Christian life is not an exchange life, but a grafted, mingled, regenerated, transformed, conformed, and glorified life. You have to read Romans, especially chapter 6 and chapter 9 on grafting. Okay, E, Revelation depicts the churches as golden lampstands. The church can be golden, having God's nature, because his life is being worked into the believers through their regeneration, transformation, confirmation, and glorification. That is a work of life. Today, God has only one work in this universe, to build the church, the body for his Son. That work in nature is a work of life. God has no other means or ways to carry out his work. He has only one way, and that way is called the way of life, which, by the way, is one of the small booklets by Brother Lee from one of the latter Chinese-speaking international conferences, the way of life. Apart from this process, there's no way for the church to be a golden lampstand, a shining testimony of God's nature. We need to see a vision of the churches as the lampstands, the embodiment and expression of the triune God. When we see this vision, we will know what life is. The New Testament revelation concerning life is that the triune God becomes one with his chosen and redeemed people, and that they become his embodiment. This is what the Bible means by life. 3, the vision of the Lord's recovery in life. Let's read this together. If we see the revelation in the Bible concerning life, we will know what the Lord's recovery is. It is not any kind of work, movement, activity, teaching, or practice. but a living of the life that is the triune God. If we have the vision of the Lord's recovery in life, no matter what happens, we will be kept in the Lord's recovery without any change. We need to see the Lord's recovery in life, the triune God in Christ, realized as the indwelling Spirit to be our life. This is the Lord's recovery in life. I think this is good enough. Amen.